Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batstra, conversation with Julia Cartwright, a senior research fellow in law and economics at the American Institute for Economic Research, about California after the wildfires. Why is it still a ruin to look from the drone shots of Pacific Palisades and Malibu and neighborhoods elsewhere in Los Angeles that were hit by the fire? Why still a ruin? The answer begins with the word regulation. Not only Sacramento, but local, provincial, county, regulation. That's why it's not rebuilt. There are other reasons, other contributors, but that's the one I understand. It's not rebuilt because they don't want to rebuild. Unless, here's Julia to explain, for example, one piece of the story down by the beach. More of this tonight.
Governor Newsom can do a lot with the overarching California rules, but many of these building codes have to do with city or county specific. So the Palisades, for example, is going to be like, they have very strict building codes. One of the things, and as you can imagine, near the beach, height restrictions are very strict in beach locations because people want a view of the ocean.
Right.
So Governor Newsom is pushing for slight deregulation. AB 130 and AB 131 are a big step towards that, but it's really going to depend on the more local municipality if they are serious about revisiting their building codes.